Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Dan Campbell took this Lions job with a vision. That vision has ignited the Lions fan base in a way not seen perhaps ever.
This is a sleeping giant. This is a sports town. And, we feel the love.
Remember who the you are!
Yeah! NFC North champion.
Everybody.
Vision, winners, back-to-back seasons.
Your team main are the prize worldwide now. Riding to your town, win, then ride out. The crew here to break it down for y'all, to demonstrate how we game playing around with y'all. The humble host with punchlines to give you a black eye. We brought a GM and OC, even a stat guy. Other teams drink the Kool-Aid, roll over and quit. I drank Campbell's soup and woke up all grit.
Welcome into the All Grit Podcast. We're back. Ah, what a week it has been. It's a Saturday afternoon recording. You might be wondering why we waited all week to get back with the All Grit listeners. We've had a little bit of a crazy time. Let me start by saying this is the third time that I've started to record as the humble host and nobody else. And both two times before this, I have failed to add myself to the stage before I hit record. So that means I have recorded in length over 38 minutes of raw material for you as a All Grit Podcast listener. But without your OC, Adrian, running the board, I was just sitting outside the stage just talking to myself. 38 minutes worth of breakdown tape. I mean, we did the All 22 on Jared Goff, on Amon-Ra, on Khalif. And here I go to post it and nothing. Not a thing came through in over 38 minutes worth of recording. So anyway, so now we're just going to do, skip it. We're just going to do like a 10-minute short catch-up pod, because all we really care about is tomorrow's game, the Bengals. You know, I went deep diving on the Browns last week. We had, a 2-minute recap here. We had the Lions 34, Browns 10. Just total, pretty much past that opening two drives, Detroit just kind of put the foot on the pedal slowly. Cleveland, struck first, but then Detroit scored 17 unanswered points. Jared Goff, 168 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 duck interception that he threw out there. I don't know if it was him or if it was J-Mo that was kind of responsible for that. He took the blame when the reporters were talking to him this week, but it could have been J-Mo. We don't know. We'll never know. But anyway, one silly interception for him. Amon-Ra pulling in both of Goff's 2 touchdown throws for 2 touchdowns. They have an amazing connection. In fact, in my longer 38-minute recording, which you will never hear, I kind of broke down, is there a better quarterback wide receiver duo in the league right now than your boy Amon-Ra and Jared Goff? I mean, if you think about it, they're just champagne. They are just bread and butter. They're peas and carrots. Whatever you want to talk about, that is them. So that's going into a Bengals where Bengals wish they had Joe Burrow available and Ja'Marr Chase, because that would have been probably the 1-2 that people want to give credit to. But as we know, Burrow is out and Ja'Marr is not happy with Browning. So we'll kind of talk about that a little bit. But going back to last week, Aiden Hutchinson, disruptive as usual. He's coming back. 2 sacks, 4 fumbles. Would have had 3 sacks and 2 forced fumbles had it not been for a penalty. Dude is just wrecking havoc. And if the Bengals have any knowledge, they're going to double team him all day. And that's going to leave Muhammad solo, who is actually beating his one-on-ones. to get into the quarterback's face in Cincinnati. So that'll be an interesting matchup. We'll see who gets more sacks, Hutch with a double team or Muhammad beating his one-on-ones and getting to Browning. So that'll be an interesting. Put your over and under, or put your bet on who you think is going to have more sacks, Hutch or Muhammad. All right, so just a quick look ahead. You know, that's it with the, you know, let's finish the Browns off like this. We had bold takes. Adrian said 40 points, 3 passing touchdowns. Clay said defensive touchdown for the Lions, although he did get Kirby with the pick. Ivan said 2 sacks for Hutch. Got it. But he also said 2 sacks for Muhammad. And your boy said less than 20 points for the Browns. I got it. But I said a 40 burger for the Lions. Missed it by 6 points. So that's why these bold takes are what they are. They're bold. We want to go outside the box. We're not just talking little baby gimmies. We're trying to be bold with it. In fact, this week's bold take, I'm going to whet your appetite, from your humble host, is going to be bold. I'm talking about a 4-leg parlay that I guarantee will hit. It's the guarantee lock of the day. Couple game balls for last Sunday. We got Hutch and Raymond. Coach gave that over. Hutch with his dominating defensive presence. Raymond with a 65-yard kick punt return. Just amazing. So Detroit's coming into Cincinnati with a lot of momentum. Bengals are, however, they're very desperate. They're hosting 420 game. So what's the keys to the game? Honestly, Bengals, if you ask me, Bengals have to get pressure on Jared Goff for turnovers. That's the only way they're going to win this game. If Goff throws one, or if there's 2 turnovers in this game, Bengals are alive. Now, normally 1-2 turnovers, you say Bengals win. But no, that just makes them alive. The other part of that is the Bengals have to throw, they have to throw Jamar Chase. They have to throw T. Higgins. Our cornerbacks are injured. DJ Reed out for at least 4 weeks. Terrion Arnold is playing tomorrow. Now, we don't know what level, but he is cleared. He was limited participant all week long, which is amazing news. So him and Amik, they're going to have their hands full shutting down Chase and Higgins. So look for that. That's the Bengals' key to victory, is turnovers on Goff and bombs just constantly throwing to Jamar and T, because they are not going to run the Lions defense. Just it is what it is. So the only way they score is through the air. Lions' key to victory. Let me play it for you. It's just have the champagne cold in the back. There's audio tape of DJ Khaled going to be at the game tomorrow. Another one. A touchdown. Another one. A touchdown. Another one. A touchdown. Another one. Yeah, it's going to be crazy for the Lions tomorrow. I'll just say it right now. I'm calling a 50 burger for the Lions. So it didn't hit last week. I said a 40 burger. I'm going 50 burger this week, and I'm going Bengals score less than, I'm even going to lower. I'm going to say they get less than 17. You want to know why? Because that's their offense right now without all pro player. I almost said Browning, Burrow. So, yeah, that's what we're looking at for there. Okay, so before we get into the bold takes, let's get into a little bit of good news from Aleem McNeil. So Aleem McNeil had an ACL tear last year. He was supposed to be out until like at least Thanksgiving. So you're talking the whole month of October and most of the month of November. So he was projected to be out another 2 months. He's been opened up. They opened up his practice window this week, and he has been awesome in camp this week. Not camp, but in training. They are just letting him kind of come back as he will. They said that it's like a 50-50 that he plays tomorrow. However, yesterday around 4 o'clock, even though he was limited in participation all week, let me pull it up here so you know. The injury report was posted, and Aleem McNeil is out. So what does that tell me? If he was a limited participant all week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, coaches said he was 50-50, and they viewed him now as out. That means that next week, with the bold take of the century, Aleem McNeil will be starting next week in Kansas City next to DJ Reed, taking time from rookie fellow defensive tackle Tyleek Williams. And what a defensive line we're going to have next week when Aleem is back. So look for him next week. And like we mentioned earlier, Kirby Joseph been dealing with that knee all week, limited participant. He's questionable for tomorrow. My take is that he does play. That's just the insight that I've kind of been getting. So look for him tomorrow. Taylor Decker, he was a no participant all week. Now that could be just because they're keeping him from injuring. He's getting up there, but do not be surprised if they sit Taylor Decker this week. It's an inferior opponent. Yes, Trey Hendrickson is going to be on that side, but if we have to, we would start Gnu, and we're probably going to have a chip of a tight end on that side the whole day, wherever Trey Hendrickson lines up, Trey Hendrickson. So, yeah, just keep an eye on that. I don't think Taylor Decker's playing tomorrow. Now, he could surprise us all, be an Iron Man, you know, just like Frank the Tank, and start. But my early read on that is he sits because they want him good for Kansas City. And we're just going to kind of go in with, hey, let's just go in healthy moving forward out of this week. So that's my thought on injuries this week. But the greatest news is Aleem McNeil is back next week. You can put it on the board. All right. Let's get into a little bold take action right quick. Let's put in a little music for you. All right, so we got a bold take this week versus the Bengals. And since I'm your humble host, the only one here, this is the only bold take you're going to get. But I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to be on the board here. All right, here we go. Jahmyr Gibbs, 100 all-purpose yards. Monty, 100 all-purpose yards. Defense, 1 pick. Defense, 3 sacks. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a four-leg parlay that guarantees a victory. Well, that's all that I got. I'm sorry the boys couldn't be here this week. We had some crazy things. If you talk to Clay, let me just kill this music just a little bit. Yeah, if you talk to one of our boys, Clay, he was a special shout out to him and Megan, our manager. They went through a lot this past week. They were right next door to the vehicle that ran into the church, and the guy was catching people on fire, shooting people, everything. It was all over the national news, grand blank. At the Seventh-day Adventist, I think, church. And yeah, Clay, their whole congregation was right next door. They got locked down and told they couldn't leave. And then when they left, they saw all kinds of stuff as soon as they left. So they were kind of shook up this week. So special shout out to those guys. Hope you can come through strong. I know you guys are good, but emotionally coming through and mentally, hope you guys are good coming through there. And yeah, looking forward to tomorrow, Sunday, 4:25 kickoff. And the boys, we promise, will be back Monday evening with our normal broadcast and our normal recap of the game. Not only are we going to be recapping that game, but we're going to be looking ahead to the Kansas City matchup like we just mentioned. So for the All Grit podcast, and after 38 minutes of trash tape, and another 14 minutes of this tape, I am your humble host. We're out.